going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a list of the most overrated movies of all time. And in a, I love movies that like sucked at the box office that became huge. And then I love movies that rocked at the box office and just are timeless.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys know the movie The Office Space? Just not The Office Space, Office Space?
Absolutely, yeah.
Everyone in the room has seen it?
Wait, hold on. Is there a difference between Office Space and The Office Space?
No, there's no The Office Space.
Oh.
I just put a The in there and I felt like such a boomer or a Californian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't you hate people from California?
Well, because I've gotten confused because I guess there's like, because I haven't seen either and they're on my movie list and it's like Psycho versus American Psycho. I didn't realize that they were two different things.
They couldn't be farther from one another.
Really?
One is like an Alfred Hitchcock black and white weird movie that is like sort of the beginning of slasher horror movies.
Oh, okay.
And the other is Christian Bale just acting his pee-pee off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Jared Leto's in that movie too.
Huh.
Oh,
like everybody's in
it's
that
awesome.
Movie. It is young, hot actors and just... Is Jared? Oh, Jared Leto's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the guy.
We can support.
Not with Aaron in the room.
You're right.
They're on my movie list. But yes, what are the other movies? The ones that we initially talked
Office
about.
Office Space is the one that I was
is
talking about.
Is that the one with the guy at the water cooler? No, is that the guy at the water cooler? I've only seen the memes. I haven't seen it. But like the that's gonna or I don't know.
Yeah.
The
Lumberg.
Boss. Yeah, Lumberg. Yeah.
He walks around and he's like, we're going to have to ask you.
Yeah, Gary Cole is the actor's
name. Yeah, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen that?
No, I probably need to add that to my list.
I don't even know why I was bringing that movie up.
I don't know either.
Not because the main guy's from Iowa. I know you wouldn't bring that up.
Oh my God, is that really what it is? I actually love that guy. You know what's weird? You kind of remind me of him.
Really?
If you were clean shaven,
Ron Livingston?
Yes. You know why? Because he's, is that an Iowa thing? He's so laid back.
He's pretty chill. He's from Cedar Rapids.
Oh my God, I guess. He's such a goober.
They do have the same cheeks.
Oh. They do.
Sorry, Ron. That's bad news for
and
you.
And the dark hair and just kind of like demeanor.
And the eyebrows.
It's just like, just always look like they're saying, Like, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ron Livingston, what's he saying right now? Yeah. Tiag, what are you saying?
Okay. All right.
All right. So my point is this. I found a list of the most overrated movies of all time. And if the people in this room didn't suck, we could talk about it. Because
These are the overrated movies, which means I've probably seen some of them.
So you just haven't seen the good movies.
Correct.
I know what I was going to say.
I haven't seen any of them.
I know what I was saying. I remember what I was saying real quick. I like the movies. Office Space was the biggest flop in the movie.
Oh, that's
right. It was like a huge flop. Mm. But it is one of the best movies of all time. Same with Lucky. He's a dork with the curly hair. Pedro for president.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite was a dirge.
Yeah.
And then it's a cult classic.
Oh, yeah. I quote it daily.
Yes. Just a great. It's an example of one of those movies that, like, the critics panned it. The audience didn't go see it. And now you're nobody if you don't know what that movie is.
Did you know John Heder, the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite, he's an identical twin, and the guy who played Pedro is also an identical twin?
I didn't know that part.
I saw some interview where it's like one time their brothers ended up at some event together.
And they're like,
oh, you're back together. It's like, neither of them, actually.
Have to assume they're lying. If two guys,
exactly.
Right.
You're like, why are you doing that? Just know where they're twin brothers. What?
It's not us.
That's impossible.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Okay. Well, here's the point. The most overrated movies of all time, if this room had seen all these, we could have a little debate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one on the list is Joker.
Yeah. With
Joaquin.
Joaquin, yeah.
Has everybody in the room seen that?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Define scene. Because I've definitely...
Knowing that it exists is not the same thing.
Because I do the thing you hate. I just watched the YouTube clips.
No, you can't do it for that one.
You did not.
Yeah.
It's too good.
I get it. He's like,
hold on, say it again.
It's too good.
Oh, man. I agree with them. I think it's overrated.
Really?
Yeah.
It
I think he plays
overrated.
Tortured really great. That could be I think Tiak, for the first time in his adult life, got it right.
I loved it. It made me so uncomfortable. I loved it. I've only seen it the once in the theater because I cannot watch it again because
it
was so good.
I imagine in the theater, it was probably nauseating.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a good movie, though.
It's
okay. So I can make a movie that just makes you nauseous for 2 hours and you're like, oh my God, it's so good. I felt nauseous all the time. Here's maggots just crawling out. Like it's not a good, his acting performance is great. I'm not like, ugh. A great movie you want to see again. Right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good, I agree.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. It's like he's tortured and then there's stuff happens.
Yeah.
Okay,
first off, I was on your side a second ago, but for you to like suddenly become like one of the movie critics.
I'm trying not to spoil it, but I know
what happened. It's like, well, what do you think happened? Did the movie happen or not happen?
He doesn't know.
Do you think the movie happened or didn't happen?
I need to rewatch it.
I still can't decide on American Psycho if it happened or didn't happen.
I don't know which one's which.
That's part of that movie too. I do agree that my number three that I have seen, Up, definitely overrated. I know it seems counterintuitive, but it's overrated. The movie's terrible. I'm sorry. The beginning is the best.
Hold on. You're going, okay, overrated is a rating that I'm willing to accept, but you're going to terrible?
I'm going to terrible.
Wow.
I think the first bit, I'm a YouTube guy. I will pull up the first scene with him and his wife. And
the
losing
first scene
the wife
is like
and everything.
It, like the half.
The first
like,
5 minutes.
No, it's like more than that. It's like 20 minutes long, Aaron. It's a
no,
lot.
No, with Ellie?
Yes.
No,
yes,
it's
they
only
their
like
pain
five.
In the mailbox and their handprint and like all of that.
It's not 5 minutes. It's a lot. because they meet as kids and then they grow up together and then they grow old together.
It's only like 5 minutes.
It's at least 15 minutes.
No, it's 15 or 20 for Wally when it's quiet, if not longer.
Up is the exact same. It's,
no, you, it's not that long.
Google it! I'm telling you, it is not. How long is the open? Like,
but I pull up that scene. I don't watch their whole life, just the like montage of when they're get married and then
that could be 5 minutes.
Stuff. But yes, all of that. I pull that up like every 6 months just to get a cry.
The sequence is only
in.
Minutes in length and almost completely silent is all it says.
No, but that's the montage he's talking about. I'm saying you get to meet her as a weird little kid. And like him as the weird little kid, and like her sin after he breaks his arm in the house, and like she.
Yes, it's only like 5 minutes.
No, the montage is later when they kind of get married. Then there's the montage that's like 5 minutes,
mm-hmm. And they're getting the nursery ready.
The whole
ready.
Thing no, is only it's, 5 minutes.
No, it's not. No,
yes,
it's not.
From when they meet to when.
No, it's not.
When the city wants to take
no,
the
it's
house.
Not. I'm telling you right
minutes.
Now.
I will pull it up. We can watch it together. We have 5 minutes.
We're
going to
take a break. But we're going to come back in the middle of watching it.
Okay.
Because it's longer than 5 minutes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the most overrated movies of all time.
Yeah.
And Up came in at number 3. I do want to say a few things about that.
Yep. We agreed Price is Right rules.
No, we did not agree to that. Couple things. T-Hack says it's not only overrated, he says it's a terrible movie.
Which is crazy.
That is T-Hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give your Instagram so people can reach out to you directly.
At T-Hack is whack.
Perfect.
I can
wrong.
Explain.
So, well, let me just say this. Erin and I disagreed about, she said the intro sequence, which is the best part of the movie.
I do have
absolutely.
To, it is. It makes me cry every time. So a lot of the times I have to skip it.
Skip it?
Yeah.
See, I pull it up like every 6 months or so. I just watch that scene. I
really?
Just like, kind of let it out. I just kind of have a cry.
Well, she said it's 5 minutes long.
Yep.
I said it's 15 minutes
you
long.
You said it was 20.
I, in passing, said 20. And then I said, when we got into the like we're betting argument, I said it's at least 15 minutes long.
Okay. And Price is Right rules.
No, not Price is Right rules. Tiak. I just watched the beginning. I didn't watch it. I went
you
on Disney
through,
Plus
yeah, yeah.
And I clicked through and then I let the thing go. She is dead. He is at her funeral, at the funeral parlor.
Spoiler alert.
At 11 minutes and 15 seconds.
Oof. That's right in between. It's right
is
in between
it?
Five
because
and
because if I go back
15?
To five, I have to go 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
But if
I go forward to 15,
then you're out,
I go 3 minutes
right.
and 45 seconds.
You're right, boss.
You're over.
You're right. No, you're right. I don't even need evidence, boss.
It's, I'm closer, am I not?
You know what?
Hey.
Slacker, look me in the eyes.
No, you're going to do you're going to do the thing where you, like now
look
you're, okay.
Me.
No, you're right. I am right. I am right.
Here's the thing.
You're right. I am right.
We can. Do you want to join an alliance? Because I know.
Absolutely, I do.
Both of us like the movie.
Oh,
or like,
you're right.
We don't think
you're
it's
right.
terrible.
You're not. I'm no longer mad at you. Tiak, you suck. That movie is
I
amazing.
Said you were, I was on your side.
It doesn't
boss,
matter. You were
the
on
boss
my side,
talk.
But you qualified it with the word
boss.
Yeah, no, I hate that. Okay. I secretly love that.
I know what you love.
I love the movie Up. I will admit that after the 11 minute and 15 second intro.
It's cute.
Then it's like it's like a water slide, just boring after that.
Doug is awesome.
Doug's great. Yeah. Kevin is fun.
It's. I think the movie's weird. I think it's like half like a sci-fi movie. It's half just they don't really talk. They don't really say it. The old man's real grumpy. And like I just, it's it.
Okay.
He floats away with balloons. It doesn't quite make
but
sense.
Dude, it's just like a lot of other movies. You have to ask yourself, did that happen?
I don't, it's not, is it
it's
that
It's animated.
Yeah, it,
or is
it
just
really
like
that?
A mental journey? Is you've never thought to break down Up as like he and his wife wanted to have kids, she couldn't. Like that's
right.
in the
yeah.
montage.
Yes, yep. And that's great. That part is great. I cannot stress that enough. I love that part. The whole the
and then
romance,
isn't it
all that.
Ironic that like they met over balloons and stuff, and then suddenly he has a kid. And goes to the place she always wanted to go, takes balloons with the house and like, is this just him having some sort of existential crisis?
Or he's on his deathbed?
Yes. Like, you're taking it like he moved his house with balloons.
Because that is what happens in the movie.
Oh my God. That's not what happened.
I made that leap to see the movie and go, well, I guess that's
But I'm saying, do you understand what I'm saying?
That is interesting. Is that a thing? Is that true?
Of course that's a thing.
Yeah.
There's so many movies. This is what I was talking about before, where movies are a failure at the box office. And then they become, like, we talked about American Psycho. Did that happen? Like... Right?
But that clearly the whole time is like, it's portrayed that way. As like, is this really happening? Is he losing his mind? Is he the killer? Is he not? Like, what's going on?
No, you think he's the killer. Oh my God, we can't talk about it.
Please don't.
But like.
But Up, isn't that way? Is it? Do I need to watch it again?
Or is it like, it was so touching.
Joker's that way too.
Yes. Joker's that way. You're like, this is happening.
Yeah.
And he got on the, or is it?
Is he imagining it all?
Yes.
Okay. I gotta watch it again then. I'm not alone. It's on the list. It's number three as overrated because it falls down.
But I don't think it's overrated. Once you think about it this way, is it overrated anymore? Because you're just like the whole thing slides in. You're just stupid. But if maybe you're stupid, maybe the problem is you've never thought about the movie the right way.
Mm. I haven't taken enough psychedelics before watching that Disney movie to really lock in to what the message is trying to be. I haven't thought of it that way. No,
just try it one more time and go like, he did everything they set out to do.
And I think that
together,
that part is sad to me. I hate because he gets to do it without her. Like that's so sad. Is
What's
it not?
Another movie from the list? I'm moving on.
All right, let's do at least a couple more movies from the list. Have you seen anything else on the list? I just want to say this. Shawshank Redemption being number two on the list. Whoever wrote that, you can come to my house and I will punch you in the throat. Shawshank Redemption
it's
is
so
one of
good.
The best movies ever made. You haven't even seen it, have you?
I know what happened.
Oh, my God.
What? You watch the clips again?
What happened?
Can I spoil it? They get out.
Buddy, there's so much more to it.
And they're supposed to meet at that town that has the weird name at the end, right? Zatamuwehu or something like that, right? Isn't it?
All right. I'm going to reenact some scenes from American Psycho in three,
no.
two.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have come off as somewhat of a dog hater on this show. Before. I think you two kind of made me out to seem that way more than my actions, but we can debate that
just
later.
Just your overall attitude. Like, I'll tell you this. Vicky brings in Tater.
Tater! Yeah. I love her. Both of them, Vicky and Tater.
Vicky's one of our promotions people, and she has a golden retriever, Tater. And when I get in the hallway near Tater, if I hear the
little jingle.
Caller, or whatever, and Tater knows I'm here, like, we have a good crotch-loving session. Like, Tater will just, the dogs just come up and they shove their head into you and you're just, like, getting at their
she
butt.
She does,
and, like,
do you know, I don't know if you know, her name's Nala. She's a golden retriever that's, like, famous on social media, and she does what's called the Nala stomps, where she goes between your legs, and, like, if you kind of sway back and forth, she picks up her back legs.
Oh,
and
really?
Tater does it too. It's so cute. Mm.
And you know that because
every time Tater's here, absolutely have to spend 10 minutes with her.
If we hadn't said the word Tater, would you know the name of that dog?
I did know it's Tater. Yeah.
You're lying.
Because you two have said it. I've never met Tater though.
You've never met her?
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't go back there. I don't
even matter. You walk down this hall
as
and
soon
she's
as you
like
see
eye
a dog,
contact.
You go
yeah.
to the dog.
But I always assumed she's like not a service dog, but she's like there doing so. Like she's always laying right by Vicky, and I'm like, I don't want to interrupt.
She's just
like,
hanging out.
All I want
to
say is before
I'm here
you
to work.
Before you finish whatever you're gonna say, you're trying to say that we've painted you into a corner of not being a dog person.
Mm-hmm.
Hello,
yeah, that's
you're
all
not
you,
a
bud.
Dog. A golden retriever is in the building, and you're
a young one,
and you're saying I gotta work. Really? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's your statement?
Yes, bosses, you might be listening. I gotta work.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm glad we brought up a golden retriever because one has entered my life. I think it's a golden retriever. It might be a lab. I don't know the difference. I can't tell. What's the difference?
I'm not going to look at him anymore, Aaron. So let's just
one's got the longer.
Can we kick him out?
Yes. Like, what?
One's got the. I don't know which one it is. So, but what I've been doing lately, we have two Chihuahuas, and I've been walking them with my son every morning.
Do you know for a fact you have two Chihuahuas? Do you count
them?
I do. How do you know that?
They're purebred. They have papers.
That's the only thing you care about. You're such a sneakerhead that the only redeeming quality...
They've been authenticated.
They're like StockX dogs.
Yeah, they got the little tag
it's
hanging
stupid.
On them. No, so I just... They're Chihuahuas. I know they're Chihuahuas. We've had them for over 10 years. Forever. They're our dogs.
And you've let one get so morbidly obese.
Okay, wait. To Beamer's defense, he just has... fat in his blood.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Because you feed him
too
much.
She's been on a mission to get
him
to lose
weight. They were gone for like an extended period of time once, and I walked him so long for like a week and a half and nothing.
Yeah, he had to get blood drawn once, and they had to go back. There was literally too much fat in his blood. We had to go back and redo it. Anyways, we're walking the dogs. This is part of his health plan. We're all trying to... So I do it with my son every morning. We take the walk, and as part of the walk, we go back behind kind of our neighborhood, and there's like a little bench, a public bench, mm-hmm. where we can sit, and there's a great view of the mountains, and it's like my favorite part of the day because we get to just sit and enjoy being in Colorado,
beautiful.
And I'm with my son, and we hang, and the dogs hang. And lately, I've realized that behind us are some houses in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And my dogs are not nice, but behind us, there is a lab.
Okay.
I don't know which
just
one.
Just pretend you care enough to know that it's a retriever. Idiot.
A retriever? I genuinely don't know. What's the
Take
difference?
Take a picture of it next time.
Like, they look the same to me.
Does it look like Tater? Oh, I wouldn't know. I never met Tater.
Tater has like the neckerchief on.
Oh, so you have seen Tater.
You
literally chose to not walk up to a dog with a neckerchief.
Because she's back.
Please text your hatred to 51059.
Are they called neckerchiefs?
That's what
I've
I
never
call
heard that before.
It's like a handkerchief around your neck.
Oh, I just call it a bandana.
Okay, sure.
Huh. I've never heard the word.
So I'm sitting at this bench soaking in the view with my son. We've got our two dogs there and they're not nice, but I've noticed the house behind us, there is a dog on the porch and it is sitting so nice. So nice. Aww. And I know if this dog makes a bark, my dogs are going to go nuts. If they see him, if they sense him in any way or her, because I don't know, I haven't met her. I've noticed it. So now the whole time I'm sitting on this bench, like trying to enjoy the view, my favorite part of the day, I'm like got my head on a swivel, kind of looking at that dog behind us. And that dog is just so good. It just sits there and it just watches us. Mm. It doesn't do anything. Mm. And I need your advice because I want to do something for that dog. I think it deserves a treat. I think it deserves like a pet. It deserves something. That is such a good dog and it has not ruffled any of my bad dogs like feathers or behaviors.
So you're
what should I do? How
so
can I reward this nice dog?
You want to reward the other dog for not interrupting your dogs by taking your dogs to it.
Yeah. Well, I don't That's know. What do I do? Or go
I would
do,
definitely you, not involve your dogs at all.
I agree.
You're
I agree.
A piece of hell, Satan-like dogs. Like, if you're going to do anything for this dog, leave your dogs at home. Like, take a second walk.
Okay. But can I just go up to a dog that I don't know?
That's a question I don't know. I mean, like, you probably do this more often. I wouldn't recommend. Like,
if there's dogs that I've dog sat for in the neighborhood, I'll walk up to the fence because they know me and I'll pet them and then I'll move on. But if it's a random dog, no, because you don't know how it's going to be. It might actually be aggressive towards humans.
Yep.
There are dogs that, like one of my mom's dogs, hates males. And it takes her a bit to like get used
I
to
I just met a dog like that.
Yeah.
The dog just kept, it was like a 2-pound little whatever, and it would like walk up to me, and as soon as I would get, it
panics.
Freak, bark, and run to a female.
Whoa.
And you're like, I didn't know that was a real thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm. So I wouldn't do anything directly with the dog.
Okay.
But you could leave like a little, because you also don't know, what kind of food does it eat? Does it have any?
See,
like,
that's where it gets weird, because if it's got an allergy or whatever, you could be making a major mistake.
So you could just leave like a little toy on the porch or something.
Okay. So the other thing I had thought of, because I don't know the neighbors, I don't know the people who live in that house, is it weird to just ring the doorbell like with my son one day and just go, "Hi, we've never met. I'm T-Hack. And I just want you to know your dog's awesome. It's a great dog and never barks at us. I just want you to know." And maybe like give him a treat then. Is that too weird? And they're just like, "Get off my porch,
I don't know how
he's staring at my dog in the backyard."
It does feel stalker adjacent.
Yeah, it's like,
but I'm just
we've
gonna
had
say,
a lot of interactions with your dog.
Like one of my neighbors, I believe, killed my childhood dog.
Oh.
And they poisoned it with like some food over the fence. So I think the idea of feeding the dog in any way, shape, or form without their permission or even giving it a toy feels wrong to me. Am I wrong? Mm-hmm. Like even a tennis ball, like nothing. Like I think you have to ask permission.
I think you could get away with the toy, but treat, I would say no.
Okay.
Because toy, I could just toss from far away. Like I wouldn't have to.
I know,
get,
but
in case
they don't know if
me.
You're if you got a cyanide laced tennis ball,
or maybe they don't like toys that have the stuffing in it.
Correct.
Because the dog rips it up. So just.
When I would be concerned if I came out and my dog just had a toy that I didn't buy for, it'd be like, "You have a girlfriend or something?"
All right. If you want to give Tiak advice,
yes. How do I reward this good dog?
Or should you just leave it alone and train your own damn dogs?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't.
It's fine. I like danger. Nope.
So, T-Hack and Aaron rode in a car together for a long distance, all the way to my motherland, Longmont, Colorado,
which is a really cute town.
You only got to see the south end of Longmont.
Yeah.
You didn't get to, you weren't in Longmont. Well, you're down there by, but, it's too long of a story. Well, I mean, you're right by the Catholic school. I mean, you were in the Catholic church and right by the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And the body shop that used to honk the horns was why I can still hear.
Oh.
Do you
that
know
that? That was nearby?
Right, that's where it happened. It's right at the back side of the parking lot you guys parked in.
Okay, cool.
It was cute to be there and, like, think about. Tiny slacker.
Tiny little slacker.
Yeah. A lot of things are called long. There was like long view, and it was like, we get it. It's long up here.
But it's,
all right.
It's okay.
Longmont.
Longmont's the name of the town.
I know, but then there was other things that were long too. Long view.
Yeah, buddy. There were. I'm just kidding.
We had a fun time.
The fact that you guys rode together, though, is perplexing to me because I don't know. Just a couple things. Aaron's an Aries.
Yeah.
As am I.
Yep.
Bit of a control freak.
Yep.
So for her to surrender, the drive is already kind of like, whoa, that's cool. And then to surrender the drive to somebody as self-professed crappy at driving as Tiak is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remarkable. And that's a long, there's highway.
Yeah.
There's twists and turns.
Yeah. But so I'm also one of the worst drivers in my friend group. And so I also say that I'm a bad driver. And so I was picturing my driving for T-Hack. And,
have I ridden with either of you? I don't think I have. Okay.
No.
Can I just ask a quick side question to each of you? If you think you're a bad driver, why wouldn't you try to get better?
I do.
It sounds like you don't, though.
I do.
What are you doing to be a better driver?
I'm trying to not be as rough on my brakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, be nice.
And for me, it's like, especially on windy roads, I kind of jerk a little bit.
I don't know what I do.
You're just terrible.
I'm trying to just keep my eyes open.
Like, you've been behind me, so you can't really hurt me. Like, I've seen you in my rearview mirror.
That's what you think.
No, I am. I'm still afraid for my life.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you should
I could
be.
Speed away.
I was scared for the car in front of us at one point.
He's so, like, what's the word? Dumb? Bad? Like, you're unaware or you don't.
I'm like jerky. I'm jerky. I have PTSD because I've rammed people before in the back, like in stop and go traffic. That one of those where it's like right when they stop is when we're going, and it's just. And I have, anytime I see like brake lights turn on in front of me, I get like, I have that reaction.
Okay.
Do you think, is there my son is still owed defensive driving school. Like I bought the full package when he was learning to drive, and like you get like a 6-hour course in defensive driving.
Oh, cool.
I wonder if we could send you guys through it.
I don't need it. T-Hack does.
You just said you're just as bad.
But I'm working on, I know what I need work on.
That doesn't, no. Then when are you going to work on it? If
when
you're not
going to
work on it in a class. No, if you're one of the driving schools.
My next driving class is going to be for a motorcycle, so.
Yeah, let's upgrade.
Let me just.
None of this car business.
Let me give the text line out. If Aaron can't operate a car, do we think she should get a motorcycle?
I can operate a car.
Not,
you literally said that it would have been better if
I think it would have been better than him, but it's like saying Hitler or Mussolini. Yeah. Like, which dictator do you want to kill?
I'm going to get my CDL license. That's what I'm working on.
That's it. Thank you, Tiak, for saying the one. Yes, he shouldn't get a different vehicle because he can't handle the one he's got. Neither should you. I'm just saying. But if there's a driving school out there that would take these two yahoos on.
Like, I would like to do a driving test and compare.
That is exactly what we need to do. We take driving tests
and
but
see
no
who,
practice.
Yeah, no practice. Just full send.
We just go to, if there's a driving school that will let the three of us roll in.
No practice done. Okay. You talk me into it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want to hear, we don't want to hear, but we have to hear.
We're court ordered to hear.
Good news.
I have to send this to the judge.
We get a lot of texts from people going, oh, you guys are always so negative. Why are you so negative? Because.
Because that's life.
Because
we're good at it. So we want to hear something good. Tell me something.
Tell me something good.
Okay. Does it go up that high? Or did I go to a wrong note? Doesn't matter.
Tell me that you love me. Yeah.
So here's mine. I saw a news story. I don't have anything really good to say personally, but a woman just... this story reminded me of you, Aaron. Because you, when you decided to be good recently...
Still working on it.
Aaron was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to rip one of my kidneys out and hand it to somebody. No cash, no muss, no fuss. Here you go. Who needs one? Step right up. Get your kidney. Yeah.
Yeah, the pendulum swung a little too hard.
Yeah.
A woman in Detroit donated a kidney to a man she didn't even know. She just met him at the gym.
Wow.
He's 72 years old. He's an employee there. He'd been on the transplant list for years and years, like 5 or 6 years.
Six years, yeah.
Okay. And then she met him, whatever, went to sleep, had a dream that she gave him the kidney, probably super vivid or whatever, came in and said, can I just rule it out. Let's see if I'm a tissue match.
Yeah.
She checked. She's a tissue. She's a match. And she gave him a kidney. Didn't know him. He's 72 years old.
Wow.
And now he's back at work.
I can't. What do you think? What's his reaction? Can we just see if we're a match? And he's like,
do you know how many
ma'am,
people
I don't know
who
you.
I've gotten kidneys, have gotten it from like, because you try forever. My nephew was on the list forever. Nobody was a match. Like his father wasn't a match. Nobody was a match. Eventually his sister was. But like, there are other people. It's like, I need a kidney bumper sticker with a QR code or whatever.
That's what inspired me. I was like, well, let me look.
And wow. And then it's like, okay, sure. That happens more often than you think.
Really? Wow. I remember giving a big presentation in school about, I think they should change the laws. I think you should be automatically, when you get your driver's license, you should automatically be an organ donor.
And you have to opt out.
And you can opt out yes. instead of having to opt in. Because you can still opt out if for religious, whatever reason, if you want to opt out, 100%, you still can.
It should be opt out.
But because there's so many people who just, they think they are, but they're not registered.
Yeah, if you don't have a heart on your driver's license, you're not.
Yes. And it's just so important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely do that. Because there was all those rumors where it's like, oh, they check your ID and like, oh, he's a donor. Let's go ahead and kill him.
Yeah, or like right. we don't have to.
That doesn't,
yeah.
that doesn't happen.
I'm no.
Just letting you know, the ER docs don't care.
No.
If like.
Yeah.
They no. can saw your kidneys out. So
I've tried.
Right.
they denied me.
So we have tons of other stories we want to tell you, but we want to hear like something as good as that. Like you got a kidney, or you just tell us something heroic.
Yeah.
Something. Look, I don't even have good examples because I'm so good at saying bad crap. So if you've got good news for us, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
There's good news in here about a pilot. I actually saw a different pilot story. It's way less, but it was a picture of a pilot with his son in the cockpit from like 30 or so years ago. Okay. And then underneath it was another picture of the pilot and his son, who is now also a pilot in the same cockpit. Like they recreated the picture.
Yeah, that's not that good.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's good cute. News. This pilot one, though, I mean, I don't know if I would be upset or not, because I get upset when it happens here.
When people bring pizza in?
Yeah, it's like, hey, top notch.
Here's an award for everyone who's not celiac.
Yeah. Like if I was stuck
Aaron,
on a...
you keep working.
If I was stuck on a tarmac, they said that they had an hours long delay or something.
They had to like park the plane. I think the people got off the plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like the picture I saw, this like they had to get off the plane for hours or something wrong with the plane or whatever. Yeah. So they made everybody deboard, and they were in some podunk somewhere in like New Mexico. So they didn't have other, it's not like you landed at a hub where you can just like move that plane over that was supposed to go to St. Louis. They had to wait for the plane to get fixed. So the pilot, and all the restaurants were closed.
Yeah, because it was at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
And somehow there's a pizza joint open in New Mexico. And so the pilot ordered a bunch of pizzas.
Wow,
30
that's cool.
pizzas. And was just like, hey, so sorry.
And then he waited on the plane as everybody got on the plane, said, I'm so sorry about the wait. And everybody's like, dude, you're a rock star. Thank you.
It's not even his fault. That's a super nice guy.
No, but he still just wanted to be a representative for good, for the positiveness of mankind.
I like it.
Love that.
So that's good news. Do we have any personal stories of good news? Okay, perfect.
Let me think. Come up with something.
I've got a good news story for you that you just told off the air.
What is that?
Your son attended a Lego event.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to build a minifig.
We did, yeah. And he found...
the needle in the haystack.
Yeah, it's the original from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie when he first makes the Spider-Man suit, and it's like kind of...
The jacket.
Yeah, it's like not really spider. It's like a hood kind of. And my son has been looking for that forever, and he was able to find it at Bricks and Minifigs. It just opened in Centennial.
Okay, there we go.
That was good news.
Nice. Yeah.
I will say this. If your good news is as lame as anything involving T-Hack, like father and son sitting in a cockpit or a minifig.
Well, at least that guy's son is a pilot. I'm just digging through Lego bins with mine. Like, right. Says
hey,
more.
Hey, that's cool.
Says
and
more
just
about
send
me.
Send us a picture 20 years from now when the two of you are... still out at Bricks and Minifigs, actually working there. Yeah. All right. Tell us something good. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So for some reason, we've decided to blow up the show format and just talk about good things for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo.
For some reason. It's court ordered.
I know. I forget what we did to get that. All right. So tell us something good. Jillian?
Yay.
What's good?
I'm two years post kidney transplant.
Woo.
Wow.
And are there milestones with a kidney transplant? Like you have to make it past like 6 months and then you know it's not gonna reject or something?
No, you can reject at any point. I actually had some rejection at the end of December, so you can reject at any point. But I actually was treated and everything is good, back to being good now.
That's awesome, Jillian.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
You feel better like instantly, right? When you receive, like for my niece and nephew who went through it, like my nephew was like, ugh. And then she gave him a kidney, and then she's like, ugh, and he's like, woo! Like, the next day, because, like, you if you give a kidney, you're down a kidney. When you get one, you're suddenly like, hello, this hasn't worked in forever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, because I was down to, I think I was down to 5% in one and 2% in other.
Good God.
And so when I got a kidney, now it's like I feel much better. I can actually, I was still working and everything, but now I go to work and I feel better. I'm more refreshed. I can actually do things. So, yeah, and that was a deceased donor. So unfortunately, somebody had to pass and somebody was my age and their family unfortunately had a tragedy, and then I got to live my life. So I'm out here living my life.
That's awesome.
That's great. Nice.
That's good news on good news. Thank you for the call,
it's
Jillian.
So important to be an organ donor.
I love that you're championing this cause right now. It's actually pretty cool. Well, you are like, one, right?
I am, yeah. And it's like the easiest thing ever. But
really, let me see your license.
I trust him.
No, I do too.
I don't know why you'd lie about that. Brett? Brett?
Oh, no.
Oh, that was really awkward. Mm.
He had bad news, I guess.
Desiree?
Yay.
Tell us something good.
Well, I am just a driver. I drive around in a bus all day. But the bus that I drive around picks up people that can't help themselves on a normal basis. People, like the best story that I ever heard was someone who was scared to leave their house. Hasn't left their house in like 5 or 6 years. When Accessoride, RTD Accessoride, started doing their services, they hooked up with them, and it was like the first time they left their house and was able to go to the store again with somebody's assistance. Some of these people who ride our services, I mean, they're terrified of everything in their normal lives. And because we're here to help them, get them to where they're trying to go with a kind heart and a smile, we're, you know, it brings a very warm feeling to my heart, because my mom was wrapped around a phone pole when I was very young in a car wreck, she had to learn how to read and count, and she had she got put in a coma. So I was just like 6 years old. So if we had a service like this, it would have changed my mom's life. You know what I mean? Wow. She could have went to the store without begging for help from everybody, paying lots of money to get on a taxi cab, you know, it just was so hard to get to a doctor. Get on a regular bus. You got to get on one bus. You got to transfer to another bus. It's going to take you 4 hours just to get downtown. Wow. You know, this service will take you from one door to another. It's just a bus. It's just a ride.
It's
service,
not just a bus, and you're not just a driver. Look at what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's a job with a meaning. Like every day, like it makes my heart warm right now. Like it brings tears to my eyes because I absolutely love this job. I change people's lives. I help them. It makes an impact on people's lives every single day. It makes an impact on my life every day because I get to be part of it.
I love that. We can feel your passion.
Yeah, thank you for that, Desiree. I mean, that was, she was infectious.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to run a commercial, though? All I could think of the whole time was like...
No. No.
It was like, you don't want to be...
I don't want to think about that.
Okay, let's keep going here. Kendall.
Hey.
Tell us something good.
I just got to see two of my friends that I met 21 years ago in college.
You just got to see them? You just happened to drive past them? Or did you set up something where you actually hung out with them?
I was working for one of them, and then my other one came down to meet us.
Okay.
I love that.
And
a
you
little
just
reunion.
Had like a reunion of sorts?
Yeah, exactly. It's been 21 years. I'm so grateful that we're still friends.
The bromance is alive and well.
I love that.
Nice.
I got to reunite with my college roomies too.
Yeah, recently. Not too long ago.
That was fun.
Saxon,
tell us something good.
I am going to the Navy November 2nd after about a year of just trying to get in.
Congratulations.
You wanted
you
to
in.
Get in and they finally accepted you.
Yes. It's been a minute.
Wow, congrats.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, thank you for your service.
Preemptively.
And thank you for that correction.
This is why I can't get in the Navy.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Sorry.
He's heated.
There's a story. I don't even know if we can talk about this. What, can you talk about this calmly? Because this is like, this is a touchy subject. And you're,
it is.
And you're super excited right now.
I am.
You need to like channel your inner Taylor Swift and you need to calm down.
Okay. Can I take a cold shower or something?
I wish you would. Leave Aaron and I alone to not picture what just happened.
Hey, hey.
I'm not, no, I wasn't saying me and you alone for.
No, no, no. I'm saying don't include me in that.
Include you in which part? Mind. Being alone with me? Okay. Or do you want to shower with him? Yeah. What? Okay.
Well, now I'm calmed down.
There is a
way to ruin the mood.
There is an article out basically about the best and worst songs to have relations to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys relation to music people? I used to be more. I'm not anymore.
I've done once, but I think I mentioned it. The Eagles came on and I couldn't focus because my priorities are the Eagles.
What song?
I would think you'd get more into it. You'd
the
be
Eagles
like,
don't
now
have a lot
really
of tempo to their. It's like
they can.
It's like Desperado.
It
you're
wasn't
like,
that.
You're not gonna finish up on that. I can't tell you why. That's you're not gonna finish to that.
You don't know.
Live in the fast lane.
It might have been that one, actually.
Oh yeah, no, I'd rock that. Let's go. I'm taking my pants. I'm joining TAC in the cold shower.
All right.
No, but like, so you were playing other songs. You were on like.
Just like a random, playlist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that came up and it was just like.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm.
Yeah. We don't really do music. There's like sounds, soothing sounds playing sometimes because we just have that set like to our bedroom at night. So if it's that time, there might be like a meditation playlist playing. It's a very sensual
experience.
I'm just
going to keep going. Okay.
Are those the sounds?
I don't sort of. I don't.
But not like a song. I guess. But,
okay. So let me just ask this. Let me come at it a different way. Would you rather have like you? Just I'm picturing you with like a nature playlist, like a cricket sound in the background.
Sure.
That doesn't seem like that's good. Or would you like complete silence? It to me, if you're having relations with somebody you've had relations with a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Silence can be okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're having relations with somebody new, there are sounds that could throw you off your game. Like, if you don't know each other, there's embarrassing things that can happen.
But you should know that being an adult and having this adventure.
I'm not saying I have a problem with the sounds, but like, there's this pent-upness to it all where it's like, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I had relations with something on in the background.
So you just...
Yeah.
Just,
I don't mind the quiet.
Yeah, one of the playlists I have is just the sounds. It's just those embarrassing sounds. And then everyone's kind of at ease.
It's just... It's the sound of somebody making a huge pot of mac and cheese.
I recorded these myself.
What is happening? Okay. Isn't there something kind of, it removes some inhibitions if there's just a little bit of noise in the background?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's probably why they play music at restaurants and stuff. Because while you're chatting,
yeah.
If it's just silent, yeah, for eating and talking, you just want a little,
yeah,
little
you want
undertone.
A little, just a little something in the background. Like,
yeah.
Are we at the Rainforest Cafe?
I just imagine this is TX. But like, what if you
anything
like,
will take Aaron out of it. Get
your age. Yeah, cheeseburger. You can't play a small stream because then you're going to have to pee the whole time. It's like,
yeah. It's more just like white noisy stuff. I don't know. There's all these colored noises now, like pink noise, green noise. There's brown noise. I'm not really sure what the difference
here's a
is.
Subway. Do you want this?
Yeah. We're doing it in New York, honey.
I am so hot right now.
It's the Big Apple. Wow.
I'm sorry. Are those farm animals?
Yeah. Those are farm animals.
I sound enough like that. I don't need that.
Okay. Enough about that. The story itself is about songs to play. And if you're relating with Aaron, just make sure you have Eagles out of the playlist and you might be able to keep her like snap your fingers a couple times, skip the song.
Make sure she's fed beforehand. Or she's gonna get distracted.
Cause then her blood sugar thing goes off.
Oh yeah.
You better have a Twinkie by the bed.
Yeah. Has your device ever gone off?
Yes.
During?
Yeah.
Your blood sugar thing is going up while you're having relations.
Wow. Yeah, because sometimes it makes your blood sugar low, and then sometimes I'm just like, ignore it.
So you have just like M&Ms there or something?
Glucose tablets, yeah. I'm just like, hey, I need a snack.
So he's like, am I doing great? Or am I killing you?
I want to like, I want to know.
I would not, I would panic if.
Really?
If yeah, if the woman I was relating with started beeping, like, I'd be concerned.
It's, I need you to understand, it's not actually her beeping. I know. She doesn't. All right, Aaron, back up and see if it makes sense. Okay, so the point is there's a list of the best and worst songs. Mm-hmm. And we could explore the list, but we can't.
No.
Because T-Hack, as a DJ, is right. immediately like, you don't understand.
The BPM
of the Knuten valve with my cheep, 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 cheep.
Yes, I would like to just read you two sentences from this story. So they say that the most sensual song, the perfect BPM for relations, is about 119 beats per minute.
What song is that? Do they pick one?
Sexy Back is 117. I Want to Dance with Somebody is 119. So that's about that tempo.
I want you
tempo.
To know that they chose a very specific song
they
at 119.
Did.
And it's not a song I would relate to.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Where is it?
Pour Me a Drink. By Blake Shelton.
Featuring Blake Shelton.
It's Post Malone's song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Pour Me a Drink. It's Post Malone and Blake Shelton. Yeah, that's not
really. It's on the new album?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's not not bedroom material.
I don't think I'm relating to Blake Shelton.
Why not?
I don't know.
He was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
Remember, everyone got upset.
Yeah. Why?
Because they thought he didn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also country music just doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to relate to country?
No.
No, probably not. I mean, no, like, it doesn't feel sensual. Yeah, it feels like there's a banjo involved.
Right,
it's like,
that's what I'm saying. It feels a little inbred. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever, because it's not country, but I think I've said this before, but like in the middle of relations, playlist, rockabilly came on. Specifically Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Specifically Rock This Town. So it's like you're relating and that song comes in and you're just like, how do I match this? It's like, and you just can't. Like you're trying to.
You got to skip.
To your point, T-Hack, if you try to keep up with that, you're not doing well. And if you half-time it, it's not. It's just at a weird tempo where it's like halftime feels like you just had a stroke. Yeah. I mean that in the medical way. And full time feels just stupid. It feels silly.
I agree. But you hit on to what my frustration is, the halftime, right? So we determined 119 is the perfect tempo.
Okay.
They say the worst song to have relations to is Jeremiah's Birthday Sex.
Okay.
Which is it's 60 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
But no, it's not. If you know anything about music, if it's 60 beats per minute, that means you can double it and make it 120 beats per minute.
Which is real close to 119.
Which is real close to 119. That's what makes me even more mad. It's like, just because it's slow, it's halftime, there's double time. It's like, there's only a finite range that music can be in before it's just the same tempo with more claps in between. Does that make sense?
Claps.
Beats, whatever, like if you're clapping along to it.
Yeah, no, there's claps.
Okay. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, what?
You need to change your attitude. We've been ganging up on T-Hack.
No,
we need to stop.
Okay, but Aaron, can we admit he's being really weird right now?
I'm just trying to bring some joy to the room. Everyone's so...
We didn't even know if you... We immediately thought it was going to be something dumb. That's not okay.
When have I said something dumb? I take that back.
If you don't understand how this show works, get in line. Neither do we. But like, sometimes we know what we're going to talk about, and sometimes the song is fading, and we're like, oh my God, and TX, like, I got something.
He says, I have a personal, and our eyes just roll to the back of our heads.
Well, but we didn't have any time to refute it, so we, like, the mics come on.
That's my move.
He sits up in his chair and smiles at me. Now, I don't know.
Wow, that's so friendly.
Well, and also, it's so radio. Like, nobody knows that you were smiling at me.
I'm trying to get you to smile. Relax.
So that was for me to smile. But how is he happy?
It was very much the Chandler smile.
But can you explain to me how, what the listeners can't tell. Okay, ready, guys? Everybody make a different facial expression on the count of three, and then the listeners will have to what facial expression you think we're doing. One, two, three. I didn't even guess Aaron's. It's a facial expression. You didn't need your fingers, weirdo.
There were fingers coming out of his mouth above his head. There was so much going on.
It's my go-to. It's the rabbit.
Okay.
Spoiler. That's what I did.
So you did. You did fingers out your...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
We don't have time for his personal.
We don't.
I'm trying to just show you guys that even though you poo-poo what I'm saying, it's not going to bring me down. I'm smiling, and we're going to do the dumb thing I wanted
okay,
to talk
so whatever
about.
You had planned, we're going to start over.
Okay.
And we're all going to... Ready, Aaron? Let's
yeah.
smile. Go ahead, Tiak. This okay. is great. Well, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
I've said before one of my favorite quotes, and you've repeated it a couple times, good news, bad news, who's to say?
I love yeah. that quote.
Right? It's kind of yeah. like no matter what happens, is it good, is it bad? We'll wait and see. Who's to say?
It's literally become life-defining for me. And I do yeah. I do think, as much as you, Aaron, is saying that I'm mean to you, I have openly told you that that was a life-changing story.
You have, yeah.
That's a great story.
Cool. Well, I thought we could do kind of a similar thing. Good dad, bad dad, who's to say?
Oh, no, bad
There's
dad.
Defining lines.
Okay, no, well, who's to say?
So, I will be the one to say.
Okay, well, I need somebody to say. So okay. the other day, a lot of times when I get home, my wife and kids are at the park that's by our house, so I just kind of pull up to the park, meet them there as they're winding down. And then my son likes to do the thing where, like, my wife and daughter, sometimes they ride back with us, but he likes to get in my car. Because we're close enough, I let him sit in the front seat, in the passenger seat. So he's like, this is
How far is close enough?
A couple blocks. A block. Half a block.
Do you get
I don't
on
know.
Any busy streets?
No. No. Not at all.
Most I'm accidents like, happen in neighborhoods.
Oh, Aaron, stop.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
I don't know. It's something people say, but I've never been in an accident in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. I've only
I
been
have.
In, really?
Yeah. A guy T-boned me.
Okay, Yikes. But what about getting in a car accident?
Sir?
We're close enough, and my son is so good. He's like, oh, you got to buckle up. And I'm like, we're fine. We're so close. He's
oh
like,
my
you
God,
buckle
already
up.
Bad dad.
Okay, yeah. But
I understand. No, it is the point, because you're trying to be cool, dad. And like, no matter what, the seatbelt's got to go on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And it does. It does. It goes on. So
Aaron, do you believe the seatbelt goes on? Neither do I.
It beeps at me if we don't.
Yeah, and then you just ignore
blocks.
It.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we're in the car. We're both buckled up. He's in the front seat.
You double down on the lie.
Technically illegal because he's in the front seat. No booster, but we're doing. You know, he likes it. And so sometimes I go and I get the mailbox. I check the mail.
Okay.
Drive by the mailbox. And then sometimes he's like, hey, can we do an extra lap kind of around the neighborhood? Like go the long way? And I'm like, of course, we can. Because it's fun. He's the coolest thing ever. He's five. He's like, I'm in the front seat of a car. Can you believe
it? Yeah, I do remember that being a big deal.
I remember sitting in my dad's lap and like grabbing onto the wheel.
I remember doing the same thing, super much more illegal than what he's doing.
Yeah, but have you done it?
What's more illegal?
Having him sit in your lap and drive.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't.
Because my dad used to let me do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, but back then, like, you're not as old as I am, but there was no airbags. Now it's like, if something were to happen in the air, like, your kid is like just a smudge on your shirt.
No, I haven't let him sit and drive. I've let him kind of drive from the passenger, just kind of put his hand on the wheel, and I let him shift the gears, like, put it in reverse, and I help him kind of do that. So, because my wife's a car woman, I'm not.
Can I pause
but I'm
you
trying
one
to
more time?
Introduce him a little. Yeah.
You've dubbed this good dad, bad dad, who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like people to start texting in right now whether you think up to this point if he's a good dad or a bad dad, because you've described sometimes I let him hold my beer while we're driving. Sometimes I let him open the beer. Sometimes I let him make my Makers in Seven.
That's I don't drink that.
Oh,
that's
I was projecting maybe.
Yeah, okay. So he asked if we can go the long way around the neighborhood, and I say that's fine because we're having fun. So we're driving and we're going by, and we go by kind of our neighbor's house where some of his buddies live, his little friends. They're like about the same age, and they're out front playing.
Ooh.
So I stop out front and I roll my window down. I'm like, "Hey guys!" And then they're like, "Oh, Leo, hey!" And then Leo's in the front seat waving at him. He's like, "What up, guys?" Like. I'm riding in the front seat. And so I'm like, I'm giving him street cred. Like, this is awesome. Those kids are going nuts. They're like, did you see Leo? He's in the front seat. Like, okay. This is crazy. But then I'm driving home. I'm like, I'm feeling so good because I'm like, he looked cool in front of his friends. But they're going to tell their parents, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And they don't know that we were just coming from the mailbox. They just think we let Leo ride in the front seat. They think that that's how we do it. No, it was a special thing. So good dad, bad dad. Who's to say, really?
Texters, text good dad or bad dad, Aaron.
They're all bad.
That's bad.
Because they're going to tell their parents.
Of course. It's not even about that.
The whole thing's bad? I thought it was kind of it's bad. A father-son.
No, I actually think it's good.
The bonding part is cool, but once you try for street cred.
That's on the other family they assumed. That doesn't involve
Stopped and did the street cred thing, rolled the windows down.
It's like going to school with Starbucks. You did that with your kids all the time.
Mm. Not all the time. A bulk of the time. No,
I think it's fine.
Did he have sunglasses on?
He always does.
Bad dad.
Why?
Because now he's just, like, you've let him be, he's sitting there with his Air Jordans up on the dash and Ray-Bans on, and he rolled by smoking a J.
That's a cool kid.
Yeah. I would hang out with that kid.
This will become a new thing for you.
Okay.
Do you want a theme song?
Give me 4 weeks.
Good dad or bad dad. Text us at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's a weird thing that you just said, and I think we need to explore it. Neither of you can?
No.
No. No.
You're incapable.
It makes me feel worse. 100%.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's the most glorious thing. Even when you're on vacation, you can't do this.
No. Oh, no. Wasted time.
If like we had a beach day and I was out in the sun all day and then came back in, but that's it.
We're talking about naps.
Yeah.
And neither of these people know how to do it.
Mm-mm. Can't physically do it.
If we turned all the lights off in here and you laid down, if we had a little, you couldn't.
No.
I wouldn't even have to lay all the way down.
way
down, you guys would be like, we have a couch in our office. Never lay down on that couch.
I've laid down on it.
You,
but I haven't ever like fallen asleep.
Oh God, what have you done on our couch?
No, when I would cover morning traffic and I would get here at 4:30, I would lay down on the couch after and just relax in the dark. No, I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah, once I get into bed, I just want to stay in bed. Because that's a thing with DJs. It's a big thing like before your gig, because it's late and you got to be out. You got to peak at midnight. So you got to take a nap before your gig. And I've tried it before. It's always terrible. I'm just sleepy. I just show up and just...
How long
I have
do you
my
think
nightcap
a nap
on
is?
Still and my, my little
Ebenezer,
candle.
What are you talking about? Like, I'm trying to figure out... Like, for me, I took a nap today already.
Are you kidding?
Really?
Here?
Oh,
did you just take one?
Yes. No, I just...
Like, while you were driving?
Okay.
The auto drive is amazing. No, it will eventually catch you. But your sunglasses, if you have dark enough sunglasses, it can't tell.
Stop.
I've got the Biden specials right now. They're just like, whoong. They're like welding goggles. Oh, the car cannot tell if I'm conscious or not. Careening down 225. No, like...
I could definitely not nap during that.
Here's what happens. So I'm like sitting in my house in the morning and I'm like doing stuff on my computer and then the dogs come over and sit on either side of me. You know how dogs will like want their back against you?
Yeah.
If you have two dogs flanking you on either side, I defy you to stay awake. It's impossible.
No, it's absolutely possible.
How? They both do that.
No, I know. And they're just in you, yeah.
In 100% just like...
It's lovely,
it.
But I'm sitting there like, okay, they're comfortable. I can't move. All right, I'll just stay here.
I go, they're comfortable.
No.
But do you set an alarm or anything, or you just
sometimes
trust yourself to wake up?
As the sleep is grabbing me. We talked about this the other day, and thank you. People are saying like it's other areas have this.
No, there's something going on. Yeah.
Right now. Full blown. Mm. Like if I sit still, which thank God, if you guys, I swear to God, if you weren't in the room, leave the room. Watch what happens. I will be slumped over. You will have to call 911. I will just fall asleep. So other people said it's like an Aries trait, which I think is weird. But yeah, if I will, as I'm like, if the dogs are next to me and I'm starting to like feel it fade, I'll like hit Siri on my watch and go, set an alarm for 20 minutes. And it kind of now has been trained to go like, I think he means set an alarm. 20 minutes, lazy ass. And then it like lets me fall asleep.
So 20, that's all you do is 20 minutes?
If you, oh, I figured it out. You think a nap is longer than that?
It is longer than that, yeah. That for me, that was always my issue.
That's not a nap. That's why you can't do anything after.
Well, I was always, I tried to nap when I was in school because we'd be out late partying or whatever. Then we'd have morning class. You come back and you nap. So it's like, well, if I only slept for 5 hours last night, I need like a 2 or 3 hour nap to get to my 8 to then have the rest of my afternoon. But then you wake up feeling... terrible.
Yes, because it's terrible. Basically
wondering
hungover.
Like what day it is. Yes. And yes. Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But at 20 minutes, it's like I can't even fall asleep. I'll just be getting tired and then the alarm will go off. It's like, well, that was kind of a waste.
How long does it take you guys to fall asleep when you get in bed?
At night, like 7 seconds. I'm not even joking. It's bad. I'm like you. I'll be like sending someone a text and halfway through, I'm out.
Oh my God. Then just do that in the day.
I can't. Why? I don't know. My body's like, the sun is out. You can't be asleep.
Yeah, you don't like pull the curtains or anything. You're just, it's just no, full lights on, daytime. You can just nap.
Do you know where it's dark?
Hmm.
When your eyes are closed, idiot. Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to basically admit you love your sig other. Except, yeah.
They do something real weird.
This is one thing. I love them, but they're perfect in every single possible way, but they... And a lot of times it's the thing, especially when it's a guy, that they held back from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you didn't... You have no idea the
weird... Did you guys hold stuff back?
I hold back constantly.
Yeah, we have to. We're
gross, I got a
guys.
Pile of exes and lawyers that will tell you, yes. No, I don't think I do. I don't think anybody's got... I would be shocked. Ex-wives of mine, sticky, schmousia, call on in. I love them, but... Like, I'd love to... I don't think I have a real weird thing. Like, or a...
You're probably just messier than what you let on.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I mean, like fingernail like, stuff.
Like
no.
What I'm talking about. No. Well, there is that. I cut my fingernails in the shower.
In the shower. There it is.
I don't think that's weird. You're trying to keep everything.
I've kind of stopped now because I have to keep buying new fingernail clippers because they rust out.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well.
Is that, I mean, but I do everything in the shower. I shave. Yeah. I brush my teeth. Like my shower time.
But that's
like,
probably
you know,
something.
Everything shower is a thing now.
Yeah.
But even that's you were hiding that, keeping it back.
Well, you don't have to, you're not hiding it. I don't say all the things I do in the shower. I'm like, hey, I'm about to go in there. I'm going to polish my butt. Like, you don't.
Yeah, but the first time she was like, oh, well, let's go brush our teeth before bed. And you're like, I got a shower.
I can brush my teeth outside the shower. Where I got caught on the fingernails is one didn't go down. I cut them at the end of a shower and there wasn't enough time for them to wash down the drain. So she stepped on one.
Oh, ouch.
She got in the shower and she's like, what's that? I was like, oh, probably one of my toenails. One of the big dogs.
Put those dogs away.
But like,
that's,
okay.
Yeah, that's,
I think everybody's got stuff. A thing. Like you probably, you're, Tiak will not be able to participate, I feel. Because he can't, like we're doing I love him, but he doesn't have the courage.
Oh no, he's not going to say anything about her.
Yeah, you can participate and say what the thing is with Angie and you. There's probably something that you know for a fact that you sandbagged her with, and once you moved in, she was like, "Wait,
what
you do underwear inside out, backside front? Like you wear the same underwear for like 3 weeks?" Or no, you? I think you're the guy. If she doesn't throw your underwear away, you keep wearing them.
Yeah, I would never throw any socks, underwear. I'd never throw any clothes away. You can't throw clothes away.
Well, I mean, you can donate them to Goodwill, not your socks or underwear. But like, that was probably a realization for her. Like, this man, if I don't take a certain amount of care of him, he's going to wear holy underwear. Yeah.
There's a chance my wedding night, I was wearing the underwear I wore at like my 8th grade promotion. Like,
oh my gosh.
There is a chance. I don't know that to be true.
That is so gross, dude.
I guess. Yeah. I'm not alone. Come on,
You're
guys.
You're allowed to call in.
Yes.
And tell us what it is.
That'd be great.
You love everything about T-Hack, but you don't love this one thing.
Even that, I don't know that you'd say that.
What do you think it would be?
I'm just annoying, probably. I'm way more annoying than I let on when we were first dating. Because when I'm just around all the time, I just won't shut up.
That's basically what I would say about my ex-wife. In addition to all the reasons we actually got a divorce in the end. But like the day that I realized she's a little like Aaron, she narrates her own life. Like that was the day where I was like, I love you, but that's bat guano. Like just narrate. It's like, all right, so I guess I'll grab the meatballs and I'll put those in. I'm like, what?
Sometimes you just need to talk it out. Do you not like think text at all?
What?
I will text my friends and be like, I need to write this out in order to comprehend. And I'm trying not to talk out loud because I guess that's weird.
But then you send it to them?
Yeah.
What?
Because sometimes I want their input. Be like, is this good? What do you think?
Okay, well, anybody in
Should
the Hinge
I talk
pool...
out loud instead?
No, we're good.
Which one do you want?
Neither! If you've got a muzzle and you're anywhere near... Okay, so we want you to admit the thing that you found out about your sig other. You love them, but this one little thing. 303-222-5423.
This one would probably be divorce-worthy for me.
Okay.
They said their husband folds towels while they're still wet and puts them away.
Ooh.
That gets like that gross mildew smell, right?
Okay, I'm going to say this. Yes, that's gross. I dry my towels until they're like...
burnt?
Hard to touch.
Oh.
Like they're...
Yeah.
But like...
I think I'd rather prefer that though.
But jeans and other things, yeah, a little bit on the damp side.
Why?
I feel like if you dry your jeans too much, they shrink and they wear out faster. Mm-hmm. And so like I get them mostly dry.
I'm the same way. You don't like the fit of
like the jeans fresh out of the dryer?
No. Oh.
Really? Oh, that's my favorite.
No, I hate it. Is this a guy thing? Are we not trusting?
Well, I got a couple of jeans. Everybody said skinny jeans were out, so I stopped, and then I went to Scheels and I bought a bunch of the Seven Diamonds jeans or whatever. I think that's the brand. And these are pretty skinny. Mm-hmm. And when I take them out of the shower or out of the dryer, if it's a full hot dryer cycle, they're not pretty skinny. It's like, oof, he's Catholic. Like you can, nothing to the imagination. I mean, then I just kind of walk around like stretching on them, and they're better right now. But woof, when you first put them on, they're like Lululemon.
I love that feeling.
I'm the same way. I wouldn't even dry my shirts for the longest time.
Really,
I hung dry just literally everything. Just socks and underwear is all that got dried.
You hung dried everything?
Yeah, because I'm too nervous about it shrinking or getting deformed or, yeah.
Okay, that's...
I'm alone on... We were so close.
I'm going to the same place that Aaron got her stuff. There's a couple different people who found out their sig other. One of them found out he eats his cereal with orange juice.
What?
And I'm not saying with a side of orange juice. Like, and another one does it with water. I don't know which is worse, to be totally honest with you.
I think the orange juice is worse. I want to know what cereal they do it with.
Like you do it with Raisin Bran, you're almost okay.
Like Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, you're just
more orange. No.
You're more efficient though. You're going to have a glass of OJ in the bowl of cereal. Just
no. See, there's certain things. Oh my God, I'm going to have. No, you don't. Certain things don't get combined in your mouth.
I don't know. Those chocolate oranges at Christmas time were delicious.
Oh crap, you do have a point.
I would be willing to try it.
All right. Tomorrow, we got Cocoa Puffs and orange juice in the studio. Bottom line is, if you want to disguise yourself, we have VD. Mm-hmm. We need to know. Just admit that you love your sig other, but something vile like orange juice and cereal. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're getting you to admit that you love your sig other, but they just...
But they won't.
They're weird.
Yeah, they won't turn their laundry right side out before they put it in the laundry.
Right side out?
Yeah.
Inside out.
No, inside. Like they take everything off and it's inside out.
Inside out is the way to wash it.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. It is. That's how you protect.
No, because then I have to do it when I fold it.
Great.
But that's how you protect it.
You're protecting the clothes, like especially graphic t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about graphic. I'm talking about socks. You're protecting the outside of your socks.
Still,
no,
yes,
you're lazy.
You still,
Turn them around.
Wow.
Fighting words. Gosh.
What are you protecting?
I don't know, but if they're inside out, who cares? Somebody has to flip them. Might as well be you.
And you put them into a ball anyways. They get half out. And yeah. Like,
God,
matter.
You are pent up on some of the wrong stuff. Arhelia?
Yay.
I love him, but.
I love him, but he loves to smear Vaseline on his feet with his socks on.
Wait, he puts Vaseline on first and then puts his socks on?
Yes.
Maybe he's just got dry feet.
No, he just has, if it's not Vaseline, it's a Vicks. Like, he just, I don't know what it is.
And he hid that from you. Yeah, that's weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
I used to have socks from Bed Bath & Beyond that you did that on purpose.
They had aloe in it or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was called Shea It Isn't and you rub that on your feet. And then, that's disgusting. Jessica.
Yay.
I love him, but...
he's Australian and eats Vegemite on toast and tea every day. It's absolutely disgusting.
He eats Vegemite? Ugh.
I want to try it so bad.
Oh my God, I've heard it's like eating...
People either love it or hate it.
You were going to hate it.
I don't know.
It's like puppy chow.
I thought you meant like...
No.
The what's the other word for it? The rice treats with covered in chocolate and peanut butter and powdered sugar. That's also called puppy chow.
Sure. This is, I'm talking actual dog food.
I know, I did not make that connection.
Oh my God, Aaron, can you make everything more diabetic?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much.
Demi.
Yay.
I love him, but.
Oh, I love him, but he mouths every line in a movie that he knows.
He doesn't say it out loud, but he mouths it.
Yes.
That's kind of cute.
I think saying it loud would be better.
You think
so? It's adorable.
If I caught somebody out of the corner of my eye just mouthing the dialogue, I'd be like, what are you doing?
It would be distracting, I think. 100%.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, don't do that. Quote along, stand up and be like, oh, take your damn hands off her. Like, that's okay. But like just sitting there quietly mouthing stuff? Huh. No. No. Hey, dump the dude. Like, that's bad. Thank you. Gina.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I love him, but.
Instead of getting a Kleenex, my significant other picks them and flicks them while we're watching TV.
Flicks them where?
Just into the ether?
On the carpet.
Out of sight, out of mind.
What?
Oh, God.
So you got a booger rug?
He doesn't care. Flicks him. He don't believe in Kleenex.
That's disgusting. That's not I love him, but that is a man who's creating a booger rug. I sit on the rug in front of my couch. That's where I sit.
You know, I used to be a big Kleenex guy, but then I studied abroad for a few semesters and really opened my eyes.
To the booger rug.
Now I don't believe in Kleenex.
What? Okay, I don't. Yeah, no. At least he can eat them. I'd rather have him eat them than booger rug.
No.
Yes. Ew. I don't want to sit in the booger rug.
I don't want to kiss you after you just ate your snot.
Oh, God. I'm going to sit more than we're going to kiss, is what I'm saying. Thank you, Mike.
Yay.
I love him, but.
When she blows her nose in the morning, she could wake up the entire neighborhood.
There are people, I can't complain because I'm a loud sneezer. I'm the loudest sneezer ever. And it's not my fault. It's just how I sneeze. But like, so I shouldn't complain, but like blowing your nose is just air. You don't have to
full send.
No, but you can full send, like, blow as hard as you can. But it's when you pinch just enough that it's going to go, it's going to make that sound. Like, open your nostril and let it fly. It is like, you stood in the middle of the parking lot and farmer blown, right?
And it doesn't make
it's a
just
sound.
A-
Right. It's like,
she does it in the studio.
Right. But if you're holding it a little bit, it's like the wax paper on a comb. It's
or like
go
the
like,
balloon.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes
sense. Yeah, no, that's a her problem and we don't like her. Kim?
Yay.
I love him, but.
I hate the way he sneezes.
Oh, boy. Have we been married?
It literally, it sounds like
Like a water main is breaking, and that's what I imagine is flying everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, because there's a lot of squish to it?
It's so loud, and I feel like it's like going to spray everywhere.
I get it. That's a reason to not love somebody, which is why I got a pile of ex-wives. Amy?
Yay.
I love him, but...
I love him, but he exaggerated on what a great cook he was when I first met him. I make steak and lobster when it's his turn. He thinks corn dogs with Stokes green chili on top is gourmet. Yeah.
I'll come over for the corn dogs.
It's like right gourmet now. Chili right on the can.
It does say gourmet chili.
Touché. That's also
who's
French.
Who's the idiot now?
Oh,
Tori.
Yay.
I love him, but.
Oh, I love him, but he bites off his fingernails and then uses them to floss his teeth.
Just have dirty teeth.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't want to like blow your answers, T-Hack, but I feel like yours is shoes, right?
Probably. That's one of them, yeah.
We were talking about things like... It's not necessarily luxurious, but there are luxurious things. Is there something you'll never skimp on? This comes up every once in a while. Like, for example, toilet paper.
Yeah,
if you're a person, once you've bought good toilet paper...
You can't go to Sprinkle.
Mm-hmm. Is that
Sparkle?
What it's called? Sparkle.
Sparkle, that's what it is. Sorry.
Sprinkle's different.
Is that kitty litter?
I'm not sure, but I've got some sprinkles in my butt. Who wants to come over? No, it's Sparkle.
Sorry.
During COVID,
you had to get
Just forced into a corner, right?
Yeah.
And I was using just like transfer paper.
Using leaves from
outside. I used like some tablecloths, some outdoor tablecloths. I used like you were just down nothing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's some brand at Target that is super adjacent to like the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's like brown papyrus, and it's actually on a roll. You kind of unroll it and you read. No, it's like it's some Target brand that's like,
I don't know.
You know, like King Supers, it's simple something, but Target has a brand that's like no fluff. It's like all earthy. I don't remember what Target's brand is, but like it was during the height of COVID and the shelves are barren. There is no nothing. And they had full stocks of that brand, toilet paper and paper towels. You're like, what the what? It was, and I was like, I gotta have it.
Just their up and up, like soft and strong. It's
the nature thing.
Okay.
It's like a green label and it's just like,
okay. Yeah.
It's like corrugated cardboard on your butt. Like that is just a thing.
Ever spring or something? I don't know.
Yeah. It's, you just don't skimp on that. Once you've gone here.
Seventh generation.
That's
it. Yeah.
Seventh generation.
Trash.
Woo. Oh my God. I dare you to wipe your butt with it. I dare you to wipe your butt with it. I wouldn't even, I don't know what I'd wipe with it. Maybe if there's rust on something that you want to get off. Like you're trying to refinish a dresser. It's the worst toilet paper, but we were screwed.
Uh-huh. That's all you had.
Well, there was nothing left in any of the stores, and there's four people living in my house, and we're like...
So you're like ashamed, you're buying it, and you're like, don't look at me.
I thought, like, look, I bought a bunch of it, because I'm like, well, they must have just stocked it. Like, they must have just got their brand in, and you bring it home.
I got here at the right time.
Yeah, and there you are at home, just like, oh. And the wife is
we
just looking at you.
We got any sandpaper?
Anyway, we're looking for, like, the other things that you'll just never skimp on.
Yeah.
You just can't... Like for me, another one for me is coffee.
Oh, for sure.
I bought an expensive Breville espresso. Like I grind the beans, does the whole thing. Mm. And I'll make one. And then I'm driving to work and I'm like, I still stop at Starbucks.
Really?
Because there's something about coffee somebody else made.
Yeah, but that to me feels like you're not skimping. Like you bought a nice maker and you're buying the quality.
You're doing
it all.
As somebody going.
Mm. I can teach you.
No, I don't need taught. My coffee's dope. I swear to God, come over. I'll make you. I've got the pumpkin syrup. I bought all the syrups. I can do everything. I've got pumpkin syrup and the pumpkin.
That's become my new thing is like when traveling, instead of getting like a silly souvenir, like a magnet or a shirt, I get coffee. Just a bag.
You just buy their coffee?
From, I don't know. Especially, I don't know. I think it's cool.
That is cool, yeah.
Just get a random bag of coffee.
So then you never skimp on coffee, but I not only never skimp on coffee, but then I also never skimp on buying somebody else making me coffee.
Mm.
I see. Yeah. Well, have you tried wearing an apron when you make it or something? Like, would that add to the...
like a green one?
I guess I haven't tried that. No. If you can get
Michael,
me a green...
Your order's ready. Like... Thank you.
No, I would not put it under my own name. I'd have to make it for somebody else. I'd have to be like...
I see.
Mike?
No. John Benet?
No.
Your latte's ready? All right. We'll give you more examples, but we want to know, is there something that no matter how bad the world gets, you will never, ever skimp on? 303-222-5423.
For me, anything involving sleep. Pillows, sheets, a bed, like the mattress.
You ever skimped on sheets?
Yeah, it's
terrible. It's almost like whatever that brand is.
Yeah.
We got any sandpaper?
I'd rather wipe my butt with my sheets than that.
Oh my God. Can we move on?
I did
on
get
from
there
your
for
butt?
A little while. There was a little part of my... We have to move. I'll never skimp on my butt.
I wouldn't sleep on that side. Just heads up.
Anyways, you spend pillows. A third of your life in bed, so
that's
treat yourself.
Smart. I think you're right. Yeah, it makes a huge difference when you have a nice pillow. Yeah. You can feel the difference.
Because you can buy pillows at Target for like $10, and you're like, oh, then they're just like Pez machine. You can throw them out. But but you never enjoy the sleep. Whereas if you bought that $99, but then I'm a hoarder and I hold on to it too long. Because you're supposed to throw your pillow out every...
I know, but then you're like, well, I paid...
$99. I'm gonna use this bad boy for 10 years.
Exactly. Then it just ends up the same.
Yeah.
Real flat. We're currently in that situation. We've been talking about new pillows for, I don't know, 3 years or so.
Oh,
baby.
My gosh.
Costco.
On.
Go to Costco. Because they're cheaper and still real nice.
Okay.
So get that.
Okay.
And then you won't be skimping. But then there's, and thread count on sheets, that whole thing. You're right.
Yeah.
You did well.
Thank you.
Hack.
My butt thanks you.
Can I wipe my butt on your sheets?
Mine, shoes, definitely. But also, I would say my underwear. That's a thing that I used to be a skimper, just a big value pack, whatever, and hang on to them forever and stuff. Okay. And now I get the Calvin Klein, and they're all the same. So, I go in my underwear drawer, I don't have to think about it. They're all the same. They're all just the black, and then they're microfiber. Oh,
it almost puts a little pep in your step.
Can I just?
And you're like, I'm wearing real underwear. You know, I feel better about myself. I don't
know why this is so weird. Having just asked Erin if I could wipe my butt on her sheets.
Okay.
But do you think I could either try on some of your underwear?
Yeah.
Or at least touch your underwear.
We could do either. Either. We'd have to take the waist in a little bit if you want to wear them.
I think I could. I think I. Erin, do you want to touch his underwear? What do you want to do with TX underwear? Yeah,
it's the microfiber. Oh, it's so nice.
I am curious as to that texture.
Will you just send me a link to the ones you buy?
Sure. Yeah.
I'll try them out.
I'll send you.
Don't send me any underwear. I don't want something about the emasculization of
picture of me in my underwear, maybe?
If you send that with the underwear, then yes.
Okay. Don't worry, Erin. I'll do the group text.
Yes.
All right. If there's something odd or weird that you'll never skimp on, we want to hear what yours is. And I promise not to wipe my butt on it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing never skimp on blank. And there's also a text contest. So there's we're trying to read your text. But we don't have anything that'll sort it out. So it's just blah, 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 blah. So TX is going to try to fill. We're all trying to filter through some of the things you're saying, but we'll take some calls as well. What is the thing? No matter what, you got to spend cash on it. Marie.
Yay.
Yay. What, never skimp on what?
Like food.
Food? Just any food?
You know, a good mac and cheese. I will not buy a cheap powdery cheese. I'll get good
the blue
good
box is the best.
Yeah, do they make other kinds?
Wait, what is your mac and cheese? Are you a blue box? Or are you...
No, it's a 7 different cheeses and then just put it all together and it's the best, creamiest and stringiest
cheeses that you will pull with your pasta.
Man, wow. So you're literally making mac and cheese, not just...
Like from scratch.
Yeah, because it's two different things. And with all due respect to McDonald's, I love those guys, but it's like when somebody says, hey man, you want a burger? I'm like never thinking McDonald's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then if somebody goes, you want McDonald's? I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
Right. It's its own thing. Own category.
Yeah. Mac and cheese. If somebody makes mac... If you have lobster mac and cheese at a steakhouse, it's dope. But you don't... I mean, somebody goes, you want Blue Box? You're like, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would eat it while eating lobster mac and cheese at a nice steakhouse. Yeah. Like, there are two.
Can you cork this wine and also give me the Blue Box?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, thank you for the call. It's just.
We got a lot of food texts, actually. Yeah. Some people said popcorn, like you got to make it the real way with kernels on the stove?
Yeah. Kernels and
who
butter.
Who has time for that?
It doesn't take that long.
What kind of oil do you put in it? Olive? No.
Said butter. That's all they said.
Butter in a pan and just keep... I just remember like it going... When my dad was in there doing it or whatever, it's just this constant like...
I've seen people literally just lay out foil, fold it over itself and like crimp it and just
And
do
make
that.
Your own Jiffy Pop?
It was on TikTok, so don't take it seriously.
I ate so many Tide Pods that year.
Never skimp. Name brand.
And name brand pods. Megan...
Yay.
Never skimp on what?
So I have colored purple hair, and I never skip on my color depositing shampoo or conditioner, even though it costs a lot. I can't skimp on it because it stops me from going to the salon every like month or two.
Hair products in general, like Tiak as the most gorgeous haired person in the room, no offense, Aaron.
It's fine. He deserves it.
You throw some cash at that, right?
I do, yeah. You gotta check the labels. I don't like food, who cares? But if it's going in my hair, you gotta read the label, see what's the ingredients, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It matters, right?
Uh-huh. And like it does matter.
Cause even the ones that say like comparable to whatever cherry almond bark from Paul Mitchell, then you take it home and you're like, no, that's
it's
not
totally different.
No. It smells like cherry, but no, that doesn't
you
mean
use
it's
it and it, your hair looks like poop.
Yeah.
the general rule of thumb, at least for guys, like products, is if you have to, you know, they do the like you got to move the sticker, like peel behind to see the ingredients it. That's usually they're hiding what's in it.
Oh, it's like I want to do that.
Yeah, that's.
Sorry, you just mentioned poop, Megan. Do you mind if I rub my butt on your hair?
Yes, I do. I heard you talking about that. That's disgusting.
Thanks for the call. Well, I said I was going to, my butt was going to get back to action here. Eric?
Yay.
Never skimp on what?
Deodorant.
Mm.
Oh, really?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You gotta have the best deodorant. The other stuff, if it doesn't say anti-perspiration, once you go outside, you're just gonna start sweating immediately. They're gonna sweat off all the other deodorant. It's gonna look like you're in a wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah.
You gotta have the best deodorant. It's Old Spice anti-perspiration is the way to go.
Okay.
Okay, I need help in the deodorant department. I've tried to up my game, and it's still just nothing works.
Just trust me. If you have a wet T-shirt on, I'll probably just rub my butt on it.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know how when they land the plane, you have to sit there and wait for the captain to go, boom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This guy decided, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, you can do that?
We'll find out what happens when you do.
This guy, I've got a story where a guy went to walk his dogs, and you know you got to go through the checklist. Do I have the doggy bags? Do I have the leash? Do I have everything?
Yeah.
This guy didn't go through the list.
Oh.
He forgot some stuff.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Howdy, y'all.
Yes. Shooting. What?
Well, now I'm trying. You got me distracted, and now I'm thinking about Toy Story and Woody's theme song. And
you know what's
weird? Rootin' cowboy in the wild.
You know what's so weird is what I was thinking about was breakfast. Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity. Oh. Who's hungry for Rooty Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
There's a man in Texas. He was out walking his dog in San Antonio. Beautiful day.
San Antonio.
But his neighbors were upset.
Oh.
No.
Apparently, he was buck naked.
Oh.
He forgot his clothes.
Oh. So he he had a leash, didn't he?
Well, that's where it gets even worse. He had multiple violations going on. The HOA is not happy about this.
No, he didn't have a leash as much as I am.
Yeah, he had. He was buck naked. Buck they called naked. The authorities. Apparently, he was high on mushrooms.
Oh, the mushrooms. You tend to forget some stuff. Yeah,
he was taken away. The neighbors were upset. Both that he was naked and he didn't have the dog on a leash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is in the dog house now.
I'm going to let him have that one. That wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It was rough.
That was all right. Oh, no. I'm in trouble here. My story's out of Australia, mate.
Ah. Good
night.
Arnar.
But another shrimp on the body.
That's something.
It's in Dingva.
That was good.
That is good, yeah.
That's all I got. Apparently, a passenger on an Australian Airjet. Why can't I find my jet? There it is.
people problems.
Jet sound effect. The plane had landed. He did not want to wait any longer, so he got up from his seat as they landed in Melbourne, opened up the emergency door, walked out onto the wing, climbed down on a jet engine onto the tarmac, where the police picked him up.
What?
Yeah, he just didn't want to wait. Because they make you, you know, the captain's just like, he's parked. And he's like, he won't push it. You're like,
okay, so maybe stand up. Don't get off on the wing.
No. It was like, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. He winged it.
Arnar.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.